This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dale Gray, D-A-L-E-G-R-A-Y. Date of birth 04-16-1957. Date of appointment March 26, 2026. Requesting physician George Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S-D-O. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Dale Gray today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In his care, as you know, he is 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man whose fingers are numb, weak, tingly, and cold in both hands. Cold in both hands, right more than the left for the last 5 to 6 months. He had a right shoulder surgery and woke up with this problem after the surgery. After 2 weeks, he developed a symptom in the left hand. He has a little neck pain, mostly on the right side. No back pain, legs are okay. He had a carpal tunnel surgery in both hands. No improvement after surgery. MRI of the C-spine done. He was seen by the neurosurgeon, also not a surgical candidate. Past medical history, chronic pain. Hypertension, sleep problem, GERD, obstructive sleep apnea, past surgical history, 3 LS spine surgeries, carpal tunnel surgeries, herniorrhaphy, shoulder surgery, allergy, naproxen, medications, as omeprazole, famotidine, hydrochlorothiazide, losartan, hydrocodone, socialisti. Stopped smoking 13 years ago, does not drink alcohol, he is retired, he is widowed, lives alone, have 2 children, family history, mother deceased, aneurysm of the aorta, father deceased, stroke, hypertension, 2 sisters, 1 deceased with cancer, 4 brothers. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having numbness, tingling, weakness in the hand. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, ball sound present. Next up all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes. 2/4 except right lower extremity, 1/4 plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 2, cervical radiculopathy. Number 3, degenerative disc disease. Number 4, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. His MRI of the C spine already done, which shows a small disc problem and mild to moderate foraminal stenosis. I will repeat the MRI of the C spine in 6 months. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities and blood tests, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. He might need MRI of the brain if everything will be negative. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in a month.